Welcome to Elevate Your Dealership with HBK Dealership Solutions. In each podcast, we will discuss techniques and tools you can employ to take your dealership to the next level. Your dealership is a complex and specialized business. Sales, service, parts, and often rentals. In many ways, operating a dealership is like operating several businesses at once, each with its own challenges and potential. Your CPA firm should offer the experience and expertise specific to your industry required to properly serve you and your dealership. There is simply too much at stake, and the dealership business is far too complicated to rely on a generalist. In this week's podcast, Tim will welcome Matt Thompson from HBK's Client Accounting and Advisory Services. Tim and Matt will discuss what CAS can do for your dealership.
Welcome to our podcast on the challenges facing dealers in 2023. Today we'll be speaking with Matt Thompson, who's a principal with HBK's Client Accounting and Advisory Service, or as referred to as CAS. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. First off, explain to our listeners, what is CAS?
All right, so CAS is, you mentioned the acronym, Client Accounting and Advisory Services. In essence, what that is outsourced accounting and finance solution for our HBK clients. The main benefit of CAS is it allows a business owner to do what they do best.
Okay.
So if they are a dealer, if they manufacture AstroTurf, if they are an attorney, they don't have to worry about the accounting and the finance side of it. They can refocus their efforts back into the business and do what they do best and turn over the accounting and finance to us, which is what we do best.
Okay. How long has HBK been involved with CAS?
So the concept of outsourced accounting has been around for a long time.
Okay.
It goes hand in hand with HBK's core services, tax, a little bit of auditing, that type of thing. So it's been around for a while. It was formalized into our kind of our focus group of our team members 3 or 4 years ago. And those team members now, that's all they do. They don't do tax work. They don't do audit work. They don't do valuations, anything like that. Okay. We're solely focused on the accounting side.
So we have a dedicated team that solely works with CAS.
Yes, you're correct. We're up to 21 team members strong.
Excellent. Now. Excellent. What type of businesses would be a good fit for CAS services?
A lot of different businesses can be a fit for different levels of the CAS service, but overall, you know, we tend to focus on the same business entities that HBK as a whole focuses on.
Okay.
So small to medium sized entities, closely held businesses, that type of thing. No public companies, no large scale companies. Our ideal revenue slot is somewhere between, you know, startup companies with zero revenue up to about $50 million.
Okay.
And that doesn't cap us out at $50 million.
Right.
It just it changes the tone of the discussion.
Okay. Now we are solely talking about dealerships, of which we work strictly with. Now I know, being part of the power sports industry, where there are a lot of mom and pop organizations. How would CAS benefit the little mom and pop power sports store?
Absolutely. I think those are the ones we provide the most benefit to. Again, all of my team went to school. They got certifications, you know, accounting degrees, masters, that type of thing in accounting and finance.
Okay.
Right. Our team has no idea how to run a power sports dealership. We can't sell power sports, that type of thing. But we do know the accounting side.
Right.
So that's where we come into contact a lot with clients, especially smaller mom and pop industries, where they don't have the accounting background.
Right.
But they're great at what they do.
Okay.
So I think it's a natural kind of slot in for us to come in and take over that aspect.
I totally agree with you, because having been in that space, it, correct me if I'm wrong, it would allow the mom and pop to focus on what their strengths are, and we can take care of their areas of opportunity. Because you've heard me say, people have heard me say, I don't have weaknesses. You don't have any weaknesses. My wife will tell you I have a million areas of opportunity.
Right.
And so, and again, it allows the mom and pop to focus on their strengths and allows us to handle their areas of opportunity.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Perfect. They can do what they do best, and we do what we do best. And One of the things that we try and do with every client is it's a team approach.
Excellent.
It's not just us out there running around like a black box doing all the accounting work.
Okay.
We work directly with the business owners, not only to handle the compliance aspect of, okay, you know, maintaining the QuickBooks file or paying the bills, but to provide those insights and, you know, to use your term, those opportunities,
okay,
making sure that the business owner understands what's going on in their finances so that they can make the best operational decisions.
Okay. So we're very hands-on. So it's not like mom and pop brings us on and then they leave us alone to run their business. We are as involved as they want us to be?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Perfect.
Our team functions the best when we are part of the team.
Perfect.
Right? So whether it's whatever layer of service that, okay, the client may need, a staff accountant, a controller, an outsourced CFO, I want the client as well as our team to feel just like we're sitting there beside them every day.
Perfect, perfect. Because, again, history tells me they don't know what they don't know.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. What industries do we serve?
We provide a lot of different types of services to a ton of different industries.
Okay.
It's all the core industries that HBK services, okay, as well. Those can be for-profit or non-profit, too. We have expertise in both areas. A few examples, obviously dealerships. That's why we're here today.
Right.
We have expertise in manufacturing, oil and gas, healthcare, construction, all those different backgrounds.
Okay.
Recently, we've been kind of siloing our teams a little bit to focus them on those opportunity areas,
okay,
so that they can not only understand the accounting in that area, but also understand the industry, the terminology, the technology, the applications, to give a more whole encompassing business consulting approach rather than just the accounting side.
Very good. How is CAS or how are CAS services priced to a consumer?
So our pricing is a little unique and it's different from what I've seen across the rest of the industry. One of the big differentiators is all of our new clients come in under an initial 90-day window. We go through the scoping opportunity, we agree to the structure of the job, and the scope of that work as well as the fees are good for a period of 90 days.
Okay.
So we'll do exactly what we say we're going to do, and we bill the same amount that we say we're going to bill for that 90-day window. At the end of the 90 days, two things happen. Number one, the client has the opportunity to look at what we did and say, was this what I wanted? Was this what I needed? Did they fulfill this role that I was looking for?
Right.
And is the client okay with the price that was associated with that, right, benefit that they're getting?
Okay.
On my end, I look at it and I say, is there any additional opportunity here? Right? We scope it out at the beginning and we're very detailed in what we're going to do.
Right.
Did we find ourselves assisting with other things or areas of improvement that we can suggest to the client that, hey, maybe, you know, after this 90-day window, here's kind of everything that we saw. Here's some additional suggestions that we should do.
Okay, perfect.
Both parties come back together. We agree on a fee moving forward.
Okay.
And we can extend that engagement all the way out to a year.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Do we need to be geographically located for CAS to be the best services to a client?
Not at all. Our team is set up and the applications that we use are established and built to provide high quality accounting and finance services across the country, even across the world to a certain extent.
Okay.
My team members right now sit anywhere from New Jersey to Pittsburgh, both coasts of Florida, and everywhere in between.
Okay.
So we have a preferred technology stack that we have implemented. Our team understands it. They know how to use it. They've been trained on it. They've been certified on all, okay, the technology that we use. But all of that technology is centered around allowing us to provide the best team, mm-hmm, to service a client, regardless of where they sit geographically.
Okay.
So it's a fully virtual environment.
Okay. So I come on as a CAS client. Do I have a dedicated individual who I can communicate with on a regular basis, or do I call in and I get whoever answers the phone?
That's a great question. Every client, regardless of whether they are a $10 million a year client or a $2 a year client, every single client has a dedicated team.
Perfect.
And that dedicated team is comprised of at least three individuals, a staff accountant, a controller, and an outsourced CFO.
Okay.
So even if a client doesn't need the outsourced CFO services, they're there. There's someone there who is overseeing the rest of the team, is in communication with the client, and understands a business, in the event that one day they do need those services, it's a natural slot in.
Perfect, perfect. Again, just to clarify, we can take the little mom and pop who don't know what they don't know, plug CAS in there, as well as someone who's looking for almost for an offsite CFO type of a situation?
Yes, everything everything in between.
Okay.
So our group and the services we provide are structured on three different tiers. So we have opportunity to provide what we call staff accountant services. That's day-to-day type accounting. So that's maintaining your general ledger, paying your bills, filing sales tax returns, processing payroll, anything that you would hire someone, you know, kind of right out of school or a younger person to come in and do.
Perfect.
The next tier is our controller services. So those team members have a little more experience. They've been around for a while. A lot of them have served in that staff accountant role for a period of time. That controller level functions just like a controller would in a standard business. So not only do they oversee the staff accountant, making sure the work is getting done properly, on time, a second set of eyes to review it, but where the controller really shines is they come in at the end of the month and they reconcile the financial statements to make sure that those financials our clients are getting are accurate, they've been tied out, they've been reconciled, and they are appropriate for either the business owner to use or a bank to use or investors to use or whatever they might want to do with them.
Okay, perfect.
As it provides a second set of eyes and a reconciliation to make sure that your end product at the end of the month is ready to go.
Okay.
And then the top tier is obviously our outsourced CFO. That's a light CFO service. So we work in conjunction with kind of some of the other industry specialists within HBK to leverage their knowledge as well. But that outsourced CFO, a lot of their real benefit comes in. We have all the data in through the staff accountant. We have a good solid set of financials through the controller. What do we do next?
Okay.
Right? What you have a financials that look really nice on this piece of paper, but what does it tell you? How do we interpret them? What do we do next? Does the client have a budget? Do they have a cash flow forecast? Are they looking at their total cost of debt? Are they considering a new acquisition in the future and want to understand how that's going to affect the financial roles? Right? I like it. And one of my favorite things when a client comes to me is in that outsourced CFO role, they say, "Hey, Matt, what happens if I do this?" I say, "Well, you know, I'm not sure, but let's see. Let's model it out. Let's take what we know now plus what you want to do and how is it going to affect your financials."
Okay. Would there or will there ever come a time when we are so impactful to that client and so involved in their business that we kind of wean them off of us so they can handle it themselves?
We just talked about the different structure of the services that we offer, kind of the three tiers. Those three tiers are not, it's not a full package.
Okay.
Now, it certainly can be a full package.
Okay.
If you want the whole everything,
we
can package it together. We have a lot of opportunities where maybe a client has a staff accountant in-house, but they're controller retired or they never had anyone in a controller role.
Okay.
So we can slide in and we can work directly with that on-site team to help review their work, train them, keep them on task, make sure the results that they are generating are accurate and up to standard.
Okay.
So the whole model can be pieced together or you can buy the entire package. But we've done a lot and we have multiple clients where they retain an in-house individual.
Okay.
And we support at one of the higher levels.
Okay.
And that support is not only, you know, making sure the financials are right at the end of the month or at the end of the quarter, but it's also working to train that individual so that one day they can kind of progress in their career and move up.
Well, that's what I was focusing on. You're basically training the individual to become all that they can be in that role.
Exactly.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
As we wrap up, what are the biggest benefits to our potential client for bringing on HBK and client advisory services?
I think the biggest benefit is having, I think it's kind of what we talked about at the beginning, where it allows the client to do what they do best.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about, you know, it's Friday night and you're like, okay, this is my day to input everything into my accounting system. You don't have to do that. You can spend time with your family. You can go out to dinner. You can work on the business. You know, it takes something off of their plate and allows someone else to do it. Someone who is qualified, competent, has done this hundreds of times before. That's probably the largest benefit.
Okay.
I mean, the other benefits that we provide based on the different levels is you get a second set of eyes on things,
right?
So if you're deeply involved in your business, you might know it in and out. But when's the last time someone, complete third party, unrelated, took a look at it?
Okay.
And we find that helpful a lot of times, especially during our scoping process, because it draws out questions. Right. And it's questions that the clients maybe never thought of, they didn't know. Or when you ask them, they just don't have a good answer, right? And they're like, hey, I've never shifted my mind in that direction. Right. So having that second set of eyes can sometimes highlight problems or opportunities that maybe someone who is deeply involved in it just couldn't see.
Okay, perfect. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts from you as it relates to what we've talked about?
One of the things that we wanted to highlight on is the systems that we use,
right,
because those are important to our team. So we work best under, from an ERP perspective, QuickBooks Online and Sage Intacct.
Okay.
Those two platforms, my team has been trained on them. They're certified on them. I kind of joke when we have a new hire that they come in at 8 o'clock in the morning, they open up QuickBooks, and they probably don't close it until 5 o'clock at night when they go
okay.
home. So we know those two platforms inside and out.
Very good.
We know not only how to pay the bills through QuickBooks or manage the GL, but what other third-party applications integrate into QuickBooks. That's another service that we offer. What different nuances from the QuickBooks package we can extract based on what the client needs.
Okay.
So that's one of the things we usually look for, and we work with clients to do, is if they're not on QuickBooks, we help them migrate to that application through either a data conversion, or even in some situations they have their own system that they're running, and we use QuickBooks as an ancillary setup to produce month-end financials. So it's QuickBooks is an industry standard for small businesses because it can do so much.
Right.
I think the real value there is I have a team that understands what it can do. So you, as a client, you know, tell me your problem. Tell me, you know, what you're trying to resolve, and we can find a way to resolve it with that program.
Okay. Well, Matt, thank you for your time. If you'd like more information regarding CAS and what you've heard today, please contact either Matt or myself, Matt@mthompson@hbkcpa.com, or myself, tparsons@hbkcpa.com. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and as always, have an unbelievable day.
For more information about HBK Dealership Solutions, visit hbkcpa.com/dealership.